lost 96% of its purchasing power. What can you do about it? Start using the Silver Liberty Dollar. The Silver Liberty Dollar is a private legal currency backed by 100% pure silver. It's 100% inflation-proof and is being used by over 100,000 people. Beat inflation with the Silver Liberty Dollar. Visit www.libertydollar.org or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's libertydollar.org or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR now.
This is Dave Von Kleist and Joyce Riley, and we all know knowledge is power. And, of course, that's why we call this the Power Hour. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or sponsors of this radio station, and I sincerely hope that that doesn't matter, at least not to you. Let's understand, folks, that we all have opinions, and we should have our opinions because we decide what our opinions are. And we shouldn't allow our opinions to be changed or influenced because somebody else has theirs, and they may be in a more powerful or influential position.
Oh, well, gosh, well, he's got more money than I do, and he thinks this way. Maybe I ought to think that way.
No. Think for yourself. Have an opinion. And don't ever, ever be afraid to express it. And this is your opportunity to express yours. It's an open line Friday. I can think of another talk show host that has open line Fridays, but that's okay. We don't do open lines on a real regular basis, but we're going to do it today. And so the phone number here, if you want to join us, is 1-800-259-9231. And I especially want to hear from some of the listeners out there. We got a couple of stations that came online about a month ago. And it takes a while to get a listenership going. So, what I'm going to do is I am going to offer a free copy of Beyond Treason with the DVD and the CD-ROM and a copy of the Bush bonus bumper music and a copy of the album Music to Die For by yours truly. Okay, going to offer all of that stuff. You don't even have to answer a question. If you're listening on AM 1120 WBNW, up in Boston, up in Beantown, or if you're listening in the Chicago area, WKKD, or WMCW, if you're listening to any one of those stations, call me, 1-800-259-9231. Now, I asked for calls from Chicago, and I forget who it was yesterday that called in from Chicago area. I said, oh, you're calling from Chicago. Which station are you listening to? She says, well, I'm listening on the shortwave. No. If you're in Boston or Chicago, and you're listening on the shortwave, that does not qualify. I need listeners from either WBNW, WKKD, or WMCW. That's what we're looking for. Call 1-800-259-9231. Now, before we get to the calls, I'm just sort of, you know, throwing chum in the water, sort of wetting your whistle right now, folks. We are working on a third video production, and this one is going to seriously kick tushy. Because, you know, there are so many contributors to this. This is going to be touching on a whole range of different subjects with experts from a virtual rainbow of resources. There's just not going to be any denying about it. I mean, this is slam dunk information, folks. And in regard to the September 11th issue, the 9/11 in plain sight, yeah, I took a lot of hits, a lot of attacks, and have had to weather the storm. And like I said, Joyce and I will not respond to some of the attacks that have been levied against us. I mean, if we're dealing with serious documentation and evidence, fine, we'll have to deal with it. But to this point, it's been going on for 10 years, and, you know, it just doesn't stop. There are detractors out there. There are people whose job it is to deflect or to draw attention away from people that are telling the truth. And the simple fact is that we have had so many airline pilots that have seen 9/11 in plain sight. And I have yet to find one that flat disagrees. There was one that said he didn't want to comment on it. He refused to accept the information that was there. Couldn't offer an alternative explanation. Didn't come out and say that I don't believe you, you're wrong. Just said, I can't accept it. and you stop and think about it, there are a lot of people that can't accept it. It's called denial. It's safer not to know. Ignorance is bliss. Okay? But every other airline pilot that we've talked to has seen this, and we have also talked to very, very high-ranking military personnel. We've also talked to several different people that are in that are active duty, still plugged in, as they say, that have screened 9/11 in plain sight in very select groups of high-ranking military individuals, and they see this, and they all come to the same conclusion. They don't want to admit it. They won't openly admit it and say, you know, out in public, but they all know something is very wrong with the official story of 9/11. They're finding out that the official story is exactly that, a story designed for public consumption, because what really happened is so unpalatable. It is so horrific that most Americans, they will not accept it, because it's safer to stay in the shell of, in the shadow of the lie than to step out into the blaring brightness of the truth. It's coming, folks. It is coming. All right, let's start taking some of the calls here. 1-800-259-9231. And Nick from Kansas City, you want to call back, you go right ahead. We'll take your call here. Elizabeth in Rhode Island, how you doing, dear?
Good morning, good morning. I'm delighted to have an opportunity to speak with you. First, I want to say to you, thank you so much, you and Joyce and all of you who are trying to help wake America up. I am, first of all, a new listener, and I'm also new to the whole concept of all that is going on here. Truthfully, a friend of mine introduced me to all of this about a year ago. However, at that point, I was afraid. I didn't want to hear it. Now I'm afraid not to listen to it.
Oh, bless your heart.
So the reason I'm calling, though, is I really need to ask you what I can do, because now I feel that there is a fire that has been lit inside of me, and I want to go ahead and try to introduce this to so many people, but my experience is that people do not want to hear it. They're much like I was, maybe afraid, just don't want to listen. I want to hook up with people in my state who are of the same persuasion. I want to get something going here in my little state to wake America up, and I'm just not sure how to even begin. We have a little group in our state that meets, and it's a bunch of men, and all it really is a gab session or a bitch session. They don't really come away from those meetings with any plans to do much of anything.
Well,
I don't know if they're going to be too willing to have a woman join their group, but I want to get them focused. I want everyone to have a task. I want everyone to work.
The truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of death. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us AMP Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Did you know there is an easy and inexpensive way for you to look and feel better in less than 30 days? You can lose excess weight, have more energy, sleep better, and be mentally on top of your game without even trying. This is not about vitamins or the latest nutritional wonder products. We've all had enough of those. I'm talking about God's pure whole foods. When you consume them, you look and feel better automatically. And thanks to URI International, you don't have to endure tasteless food or the expense and hassle of juicing. Using biblical farming standards and 21st century technology, URI grows, harvests, and prepares God's whole foods in pure powder form to protect and lock in their nutrients. URI ships this powder from the farm right to your doorstep, so you can conveniently consume it either in delicious drinks or veggie caps. Don't wait any longer to look and feel your best. Click the bright orange and white URI banner at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster as a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order. Or call toll-free 1-
Affiliates now. Some disastrous technological thing happened, I'm sure, and I would love to hear the story. So,
and we will.
GCN Borda, why don't you pot your mic up? Just let us know what's going on. Or what happened? Are you guys on fire down there?
You wouldn't believe it. Locked out of the studio.
You were locked out of the studio?
I went out for a smoke, locked myself out of the studio when the wind blew the door shut.
Oh, my God.
Funny.
So, sorry, guys.
It's all right.
It's all you now.
All right. We're not in the middle of a break or anything like that, so we're actually on our affiliates. Hello, everybody. Free Talk Live. We're live. We're doing our normal thing. 1-800-259-5791.
I thought on the weekends we were 259-9231.
Oh, that's another good question. We didn't actually get to confer with our board operator on that one. So, okay, then. Now it's 1-800-259-9231. This, the Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live, officially getting started 20 minutes late to anybody who was listening before and you didn't know what was on. Apparently it was not a Free Talk Live refeed, so there was some other show that was on the network. Well, we're here. We're live. It's Saturday night, 800-259-9231. And we were just sort of doing our show for the internet listeners.
We are the number one podcast in the world, or number two, I think, now.
Uh-huh.
And you guys can fix that by going to vote.freetalklive.com and voting for us so that we can be back in our rightful number one position.
Yes.
But we have a great thousands of podcast listeners, and we can't just not do a show, so
well, yeah,
here we are.
And so we started the show on time, and we've just kind of been going at it. And actually reading an email from Elvin.
We've been talking crap about the board op.
Well, you know, you guessed it, that he was outside smoking. And I thought maybe he was locked out, so in combo, we were both correct. Anyway, Alvin emailed the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. He's kind of critiquing us here. He's saying that he says, you claim to let others talk about any problem, but you don't suggest any solutions. Well, yeah, we suggest solutions all the time. It's very simple. You just let the market take care of it. And then people who are in search of profits will do what is necessary to get what needs to be done. He says, you claim that this government, that government sucks, but if you guys are so good in what you say, go run for the administration. Think you're ever going to run for office someday, man?
I know I'm not.
Really, why?
It's just not the thing I'm going to do.
You've got that nice look, though. I mean, politicians that look good, I'm not saying that I'm attracted to you or anything, but, I mean, you're a nice, well-rounded man. I think you could do it. I think that you could very easily run for office.
Manwich for governor
in New Hampshire. I can see it.
Be great.
All right.
We got to get up to New Hampshire first.
Right. And I have no interest at all in running for
office. You know, in New Hampshire, I might run for office. In Florida, okay. I wouldn't.
Okay. Okay, interesting. All right, you're leaving the door open now. Okay. You claim that this government...
You know that Howard Stern was going to run for president or whatever,
yeah.
whatever thing he was...
Governor of New York,
and they wouldn't let him talk about it on his... Legally couldn't talk about it on his show. Now, that was, of course, New York,
right?
Where it's got to be the biggest government...
Nothing's legal in New York.
Yeah, as far as states go. So
he says, you claim a lot of things. And by the way, I'm pausing because he puts ellipses all over his email.
That's a little dots.
Right. The list goes on, but somehow, I just feel that you guys are just a bunch of rednecks and bully. All talk, no action. Yeah, that's right. We're just a bunch of talk show hosts that we don't really do anything like going out and doing a Fiji protest on Monday morning.
Yeah.
No, we don't do anything.
Yeah. Yep. I'm not getting up early Monday morning to go out and do a fully informed jury association protest down here at the local courthouse.
Yeah, we're going to be out there holding signs and that sort of
thing. And I think doing a talk show host, I mean, you know, it's one thing to talk wherever you happen to be standing, but we you know, we drive, and I drive here every evening. I do the talk show. I do my show prep from 7 to 8, mm-hmm. and then from 8 to 10, Monday through Saturday, I do a talk show, and then I go home. I mean, I'm put a lot into just running my mouth and being a bully.
Yeah.
Thanks very much.
I mean, it is an easy job. It's not like we're laying brick or anything like that.
But it would be a job if you were getting paid well for it. It's a hobby.
Yeah. A labor of love. He says the world is already facing a lot of S. We don't need more PPL aggravating it more.
We need answers, my friend, and that's what we're trying to give. We really, really, really believe that liberty is the answer. We really believe that the free market provides solutions.
It's not just belief. It's based on evidence.
Oh, yeah. We can show evidence.
Go and look at the Free the World report at the Heritage Foundation. And actually, Alvin here is, again, the email address is from Singapore Yahoo.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you go to the Free the World Foundation, and it's two foundations, Free the World and Heritage Report, or Heritage Foundation, they both do two separate studies on the economic freedom of the world. And they actually rank all of the countries in the world by which one is the most free. And it's just economic freedom. They don't focus on, for instance, personal freedoms. Anyway, they focus on economic freedom. And the most free economically free country is Hong Kong, hands down. It has dominated the charts for like the past decade as being the most free country. And the reason is because you can go and you can start your own business with a minimum of paperwork. You can
be taken off since it's not a country anymore.
It should be taken off the list?
Yeah.
Well, it's not really China either, because China hasn't really clamped down on it. But anyway, the point is, in the countries where there's more freedom, there's more prosperity. It's just plain fact. More coming back, 800-259-9231. Take control of the show. This is Free Talk Live. And we're live Friday, Saturday night.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Trinitiv is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Used topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis,
rashes, burns, skin rashes, and more. Orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com, and for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the phones toll-free 1-800-259-9231. Anything goes. 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Saturday night edition of the show. And as always, we are here live until 10 o'clock Eastern time. So plenty of time for your calls if you make them. Of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the Shrine of Female Listeners. Literally dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photograph. And not just any photo, but actually a photo that specifically was taken, intended for the Shrine. And the purpose of it is to prove that they listen to Free Talk Live, because what we used to have back in the what we used to have a problem with was people just kind of sending in pictures of women and claiming to be those women when in fact they really weren't. So we had to kind of figure out a way to validate our ladies. And so basically we asked that they include something in their picture, usually a handmade sign or something like that, that references the show or references one of the personalities on the show. That way we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that they are who they say they are, and therefore we can enshrine them at freetalklive.com. So go check it out, freetalklive.com. All right, so, hey, you know what, Manwich? Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free, 1-888-532-4604, or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, that is freestateproject.org, 1-888-532-4604. With that, we go to your show prep. Manwich, what do you got tonight?
I got an email.
Okay.
That was sent to me by a listener. His name's Chris. And he says, hey, here's something interesting. This book, Freakonomics, talks about statistical correlations that you wouldn't find on Channel 5 News, for instance. In the 70s, Roe v. Wade slowly legalized abortion across the U.S., and 20 years later, in each state, the crime rates dropped. In other words, State A legalized abortion, and 20 years later, crime rates dropped. State B legalized abortion 6 months later, and 20 years later,
right,
its crime rates dropped. The correlations are incredible, and it's just something to think about. This is just one example, but it's a great book.
Wow.
And, yeah, it's kind of neat. And I think it makes an amount of sense that if you make people that didn't necessarily want to have children have those children, that perhaps those kids won't be loved as much as they could be. And
that certainly makes sense.
Unloved people probably commit more crimes than loved people.
Yeah, it does make sense, although, again, drawing a connection over 20 years to one piece of legislation, I think, is kind of statistically weak. I mean, I find it interesting.
It's not legislation. It's, but I guess it would be the different
decision.
States.
Yeah. Okay.
It would be the different states, though. They different states legalized at different times, and
right,
apparently they can show
wow, each one of them.
Yeah.
Like 6 months. Wow, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I think it's pretty neat.
So, but, I mean, I think you're right, though. I mean, if parents don't want to have a kid, they certainly shouldn't have to have the kid. And again, it's a tough issue. It's certainly a controversial issue, and we'd love to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. And actually, it brings me to a quick email from somebody who's kind of on the other side of the coin.
Did you just ask for calls on abortion?
We're talking about it, man, which they're going to come in, okay? It's talk show hell, I understand that, but I'd be remiss not to give out the phone numbers, 1-800-259-9231. Let's go with Andrew's email. He says, I was listening to your show from a few nights ago, or not, actually it's like months ago, this is an old email. I just wanted to comment on a contradiction that I heard in the show. In a libertarian society, there would be individual responsibility to respect other people's rights and not infringe on those rights. The government should be the ones that protect our rights from being infringed on by others. How, in your opinion, would the government do this if not by force? In the case of murder, it's an infringement of our right to life. The government would be obligated to protect that right. Granted, the government would not be able to stop every murder from happening, and they certainly can't today, resulting in punishment to the murderer. But if the government was able to prevent that murder, do you believe the government should use force?
Absolutely. I think that the libertarian philosophy, if you will, is that force shouldn't be employed preemptively, beforehand. You shouldn't be the one using force before somebody else.
Okay.
And
how could the government ever prevent murder from happening, though?
They couldn't.
Right.
So they wouldn't employ force before that.
So
they
then
would employ force after the murder.
Then he goes on to say, now, in the case for abortion, I believe that it's an infringement to the right to life. And you're entitled to your belief, Andrew. I would make it illegal, where the government would have to protect that right. Yes, there would be women out there who would get abortions, and doctors, shady or not, that would perform them. But these people should be punished just as murderers are punished. Do you think that that's a little bit extreme?
I think it's extreme. And look at it this way. The Constitution guarantees life, liberty, and the pursuit of property. And one could say that a fetus infringes on liberty, certainly infringes on a privacy that the Supreme Court's found that exists in the Constitution.
Wait, how is the fetus interfering with your privacy? What?
It's your body. The fetus is there.
I look at it, but you could say that you made the choice to allow it to be possibly.
I like to use this particular example. Now, I'm not saying that I don't think that murder, that abortion isn't murder. I think it's killing, ending of a human life. I don't think it's murder.
Right.
Murder's a legal definition.
Okay.
But imagine you let a bum come live in your house. Come on, bum, come live in our house.
Got it.
Now, I've let the bum come in the house. I've done something. You know, I've said, come live in the house. Now I've decided the bum. I don't like the way he lives. I don't like him being around here for whatever reason. It's not like he's done anything terrible. I just don't like him being here anymore.
And he's on the toilet seat.
Bum, get out.
Right.
And the bum won't get out.
Mm.
Well, I asked the bum repeatedly, get out, get out, get out. He won't leave. Now I feel that I have the right to use force to protect my home.
I see.
Or to at least employ my property rights.
Well, there's so
many... Wouldn't you agree that if you had a bum in
absolutely.
Your house, he wouldn't leave, that you could shoot him?
I agree with that. I don't know exactly if it really correlates too well to the
you've invited
issue.
By having sex, you've invited a fetus in.
I see. And if you
don't want the fetus there,
right.
It won't leave. It can't leave. It'll die. Now, perhaps if we lived in a world where science could, artificially keep a fetus alive... Then you would be obligated to, for the reasons of life, to mm-hmm. allow the fetus, to have mm-hmm. some sort of operation to remove the fetus and put it someplace where it can live. But,
again, this is a tough issue for a lot of people, and it's certainly an emotional one. But I feel like, in regards to his statement that people should be punished, the people who are getting the abortions and the doctors performing them, should be punished as murderers are punished? What kind of a world do you want to live in, Andrew? Because that's kind of frightening to me. Do you really want to have a ban on abortions? Do you really understand what it is that you're suggesting? Because if you make abortions illegal, he's right. He does realize that it will go underground. He realizes that women will still get them and somebody will still perform them. However, if you've looked at prohibition of any product or any service, you realize that when you say, we'll make this illegal, though. Let's just pass a law. That'll put a stop to it. Well, it doesn't stop it. People still demand the service, but the problem is the service has gone underground at that point. The service then becomes dangerous. Now, I realize that those of you who are anti-abortion don't really care if the woman who's seeking out an abortion is going to face danger as a result of it, but I do. I think that I don't want to have, for instance, in the war on drugs today, you and I, man, which... are facing danger because of some crackhead who needs to fulfill his crack habit who might go out and rob our car stereos from our vehicles mm-hmm. or, worse yet, rob us or one of our family members at gunpoint on the street in order to get some extra cash so he can go and get his fix.
Yep.
That's a result of prohibition. It has nothing to do with what crack does to people. Crack just makes people want more crack.
Yes. It doesn't make them pick up guns and kill people
right.
for it.
It's when they can't afford the crack that they want and need is when the violence starts. Now, what's going to happen when abortions are pushed underground? The prices are going to go up.
I don't think that's going to cause
the prices violence. Are going to go up, Manwich.
Yeah.
And if girl can't afford the afford it, who knows what she'll do?
That doesn't make much
well,
sense.
Well, makes
crazy
sense
talk.
To me. 800-259-9231. Do you think that people who perform abortions should be treated as murderers? This is Free Talk Live.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
Been a while since you've seen the dentist? Kids need braces? Can't afford dental care? Then log on to dentalplans.com and discover huge savings on dental care for you and your family. Dentalplans.com has a vast selection of discount dental plans nationwide, starting as low as $79.95 per year. And with the largest group of combined networks and participating dentists in the nation, you'll find a quality dentist right in your neighborhood. Finally, the solution America needs, the freedom to choose from over 30 discount dental programs from industry leaders like Aetna, GE, Patriot, and many more. Oral surgery, dentures, crowns, fillings or braces, cleanings, exams, and even cosmetic dentistry. Take care of your teeth and enjoy a healthy, beautiful smile. Don't wait. Join now for 3 additional months free. Use coupon code GENESIS to save an extra 10% off your new dental plan today. Call toll-free 888-632-5353. That's 888-632-5353. Or log on to dentalplans.com right now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Saturday night edition. Here till 10 o'clock Eastern. As always, it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got archives there. Last 6 days of the show, as a matter of fact, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. So if you miss a moment, never fear. You can get it for free. There's no BS. There's no registration, no membership fee. Go get them at freetalklive.com. In fact, you can even sign up for the podcast, and then we'll just send you the archives automatically. freetalklive.com. With that, yes, we have entered talk show hell, Manwich, and I try to do it only once, like, once in a while. That's why I've been holding this email for 3 months. Let's go to the phones to Luke in North Carolina. Luke, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello. Hello, Luke.
My phone is acting strange here, so I hope I don't get cut off.
What am I doing?
If you can hear us, we can hear you, so go for it.
Okay. Well, I actually don't want to talk about abortion or, you know, whether or not it should be legal or anything like that.
Thank God.
I want to go back to the correlation between abortion and crime.
Yeah, the 20-year thing that Manwich was talking about.
Right. Now, good liberals have been making this argument for years that, you know, if we don't have easy access to abortion, then there's going to be more unwanted children and more crime, you know, et cetera, which, you know, might be an argument. But, like, 2 weeks ago, you're probably aware of this, a prominent conservative, Bill Bennett, made a comment on his radio show. You know what I'm referring to?
Yes, yeah.
Basically former drug czar Bill Bennett.
Now he's
former drug czar, former education secretary, two aspects of the federal government I think should just not exist at all.
But, he's a lowlife.
I'm not here to defend Bill Bennett.
Of course not.
But what he did on his show, first of all, he was saying he disagreed with the statement because you can't, you know, make far-reaching, you know, claims like that. It's basically what he's saying. It's just there's just too many variables.
Yeah, it seems to me like a stretch.
Would you agree with the statement that convicts are much more likely to have convicts?
I think there's probably a correlation, but again,
I think that there's a strong statistical correlation.
Yeah, okay, but what I want to get to is What he did, all he did was he made the statement that is made all the time by liberals, okay? And he identified the group, which I'm not trying to, I mean, I love blacks, I love whites, you know, I'm not racist, I'm not
okay.
trying.
Okay.
All he did was he identified the group that at the current time, for whatever sociological reasons, happens to commit a higher proportion of crime.
Hold on.
You wait. Ian's favorite.
Okay. If they happen to get caught for committing crimes more often, and that tends to be because the cops tend to be racist white dudes, and they go after black people.
Okay, but you don't think, so you think that the crime rate is completely due to them being caught more, or do you think it has anything to do with maybe like their current economic state? I mean,
yeah, that can certainly be a factor, but I think it's so overstated. I think when people make claims like that, they don't realize the fact that you're not talking about crime, you're talking about people getting caught, because most murderers don't get caught, like 85% of them don't.
Right, okay. But
I bet you plenty of them are white boys.
Yeah, that's true. But the point I was trying to make is we've gotten to the point in this country where if you are not a liberal and you mention race, you know, or you go against the orthodox
sure.
views on race, you are automatically branded a racist, even if you say the same exact thing that liberals say.
Yeah. Yeah, I can definitely see your point there. And obviously, we're supporters of freedom of speech here on this show. And, you know, I don't want to back up Bill Bennett because I just don't like him personally.
I
think it's a little unfair, though.
The difference between what Bill Bennett did and what liberals do is Bill Bennett was actually using what's called reductio ad absurdum, okay? He was saying, well, this logic won't work because, and then he gave this absurd example of aborting mm-hmm. black babies. When liberals talk about aborting more people because it will lead to a lower crime rate, they're serious.
I see.
You know what I mean? So.
Point taken, Luke. Good call,
right.
man. Thanks, dude.
No problem.
800-259-9231. In regards to the whole black people cause more crime thing, that's just, again, I think it's a myth. Because, for instance, man, if you came home one day and your bicycle had been stolen from the side of your house, to suggest that, well, because blacks get caught more often for crime, it must have been a black person or is more likely to be a black person is totally ludicrous. I mean, thefts happen all the time. Robbery, terrible crimes go on and just don't get solved. It's just that there are certain crimes, and especially the drug war, because, again, a lot of crime statistics, violent crime is a whole other thing, but just looking at crime in general, most of it's drug-related issues. And, of course, where do they do the drug enforcement? In the black neighborhoods, in the Hispanic neighborhoods. They go after poor people, and also poor whites as well. Okay, so it's more like the cops go after poor people than anything else. That's what it is.
And if blacks are a little lower on the socioeconomic scale, as a rule, generally, then that might be the reason.
Let's go to Rich, which, of course, the reason why blacks are on the lower end of the socioeconomic scale is because government keeps passing laws that prevent them from creating wealth for themselves. We can talk about that. But let's go to Rich in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hello.
Thank God you libertarians will never be in power. That's
libertarians? What are you talking about?
I can't believe I'm sitting here and listening to your racist comments about
racist?
Blacks.
Yeah. What is racist?
Well, you're trying to undermine.
I love
blacks.
Black people. What are you talking about?
Well, you're implying that black people are being economically oppressed. That's what you just said.
Absolutely, they are. Absolutely.
You're familiar with Indianapolis. You're familiar with Indianapolis.
All poor people are.
Well, let him defend his statement before you give your Indianapolis example. You should let him make a statement instead of giving the seminar.
All poor people are being oppressed by the government and their regulations and their licensing. It just happens to affect blacks and Hispanics more than it does, and poor whites, again, more than anyone else. One of the things that happens is the Democrats, and I'm going to hold you over because I want to give you plenty of time, Rich, so hang on for us, okay? 800-259, play fair on this show. 1-800-259-9231. We'll explain why it is that the government keeps poor people poor. And, of course, again, it affects black people, I think, more often than anyone else. But, again, it's just for poor people across the board. It's really insidious and sick. It's coming up. Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power.
The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
You can live for weeks without food and days without water, but without oxygen, you would be dead in minutes. Oxygen is truly the breath of life. Where oxygen is abundant, disease cannot live. But where oxygen is deficient, disease will thrive. Are you getting enough oxygen? If you spend much time indoors or live in an urban area, you're probably oxygen deficient and don't even know it. This makes you vulnerable to all types of chronic disease, as well as undue emotional stress. Clearly, increasing your body's oxygen level without negative side effects is critical to attaining good health and a sense of well-being. This is especially true for smokers, those with respiratory disorders, athletes, and all health-minded individuals. The Unmedical Miracle Oxygen is a book that will show you safe, easy ways to increase your body's oxygen level. Get it now for just $14.95 with free shipping by clicking the blue and white oxygen banner at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. Sign up for our updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, we'll send you an email. If you're on the updates list, just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Again, updates.freetalklive.com. With that, we go back to the phones and back to the fun to Rich in Indianapolis listening on WXNT. Now, Rich, we're going to get into this here because you labeled us as racists before, and I think we're going to clear up the fact that we're definitely not racist on this show. I don't even really consider race when it comes to other people in life. I think people are just people. And
well, you just contradicted yourself because you've been talking about race and how white people are white cops are going after black people.
That's a fact.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing. If my children
sound like you're
crimes,
the racist.
If my children commit crimes, I want the police to go after them. What should we say to the police officers? Well, turn the other cheek because they're black? No, that's
obviously
a good
not.
Thing. That's
crime
a good
should
thing.
Be crime should be prosecuted. It's just that when it comes
exactly.
to the war on drugs, for instance, Rich, the cops tend to focus in on minority neighborhoods
then
more so than anything
thing.
Else.
Then
it's a good
minority-
thing to go after minorities
yes.
for drugs
yes.
when the
yes,
white people
because-
are doing them too. You're a
Listen.
Bigot.
No, I'm not a bigot.
What do you think?
Let
white people
why.
Don't
Let
do
explain,
drugs, Rich?
Let me explain why.
All right, go
no,
ahead.
They should go after all races. But if they're singling out a race, that's not a bad thing. Because that would actually be a benefit to that race, not a detriment. Because then millions of parents could tell their kids, look, whitey's after us. Don't become a drug dealer. Just like if white people are trying to put drugs into black neighborhoods, then don't do drugs and
Rich,
you can't be affected by
the
that.
The answer is very clearly to end the war on drugs, so nobody has to be prosecuted or gone after. Period for doing
that,
drugs.
Funny you bring that up because that's my point for calling. Is your statistics? Your statistics are not taking into consideration violent crime because violent crime, like parents killing their children, is at an all time high.
Okay.
And your statistic on unsolved murders, actually, more murders are solved than unsolved. and there's more black
on
black crime.
Can you cite that statistic? Can you post that statistic on our bulletin board system?
Yes, the Justice Department keeps a website. I'm sure you have a computer handy.
I know, but you made the claim. Go ahead and back it up on the bulletin board system at freetalklive.com. Anyway, what I told you I was going to do, Rich, is run down a laundry list. Hold on, Rich. Hang on. I want to run down just a quick laundry list of things that help keep poor people poor, things that our government does.
Welfare.
Welfare is one of them. We agree there.
Right, I agree. Okay,
so then you agree that we should end welfare, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. We're on the same page there. Here's another one for you. Regulations and licensing. How do you feel about that?
What type of licensing?
All of it. Regulations and licensing keeps poor people from creating wealth, from opening up their own businesses. For instance, let's say that you're poor.
Okay. I'm following you. You don't have to give me the whole dissertation. I can follow you very
well. We don't have time for a whole dissertation.
No, right. I understand. I have a business that requires absolutely no license at all, and my tax return last year was $63,000.
That's fortunate for you, but if you wanted to go open a restaurant, for instance, it'd be a different situation. So if it was your dream as a, for instance, Mexican immigrant to open up your own Hispanic restaurant and you'd saved up some money just enough to maybe go and rent a place and start your business, you would not be able to just go out and start your business. You'd have to go down to the government, beg for some sort of permission slip from them, which is called, again, regulation and licensing. It's basically bribing the public officials in order to be able to do your business.
Argument out of me there. I think that the government has too much influence in the things that it shouldn't and not enough in the things that it should. There's a proper role for the government. I agree with you there.
Good. Then you're going to like what we have to say coming up. Rich, keep listening. We'd like to talk to you again sometime. Thanks, dude. 800-259-9231. I want to get into regulation a little bit more because we've just barely had a chance to touch on it. It is so insidious and so detrimental to our economy, you won't believe it. Coming up, Free Talk Live, Hour 2.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're a business...